Okay, today we're continuing in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Yoshua ben Prachah v'Nitai har Beili kiblu mehem. The next zug, the next group of holy Tanaim, were mekabel the following: Yoshua ben Prachah Omer, asei lecha rav uknei lecha chaver v'avidon is kaladim l'kaf zchus. You should make for yourself a rebbe. You should acquire for yourself a friend, and you should always judge other people favorably. So, what does it mean asei lecha rav? So, the Bar Tanur quotes from the Rambam that even though he's not roi to be your rav, you should make him your rav, and rather than to learn on your own. However, he says anisha mati, says the Bar Tanura, asei lecha rav means that you should try to designate one person to be your rebbe. Don't just go picking one day from this guy, one day from that guy. And even though in the Maseches Avodah Zarah it says that someone who's lomi Torah mirav echad is not going to be a siman bracha, but that's only when it comes to svara, that it's best to hear how different types of people think. But as far as a tradition, one has to have a strong tradition from their own rebbe. And kenei lecha chaver means even if it costs money, kinei is also of kinyan of buying something. You have to do it by rebbe. It doesn't say that because the rebbe has an obligation to teach Torah bechinam. And donas kol adam bekaf zchus. That means bekaf, like a kaf milznayim, that on a scale that it could go one direction or the other. You don't know if this person is a tzaddik or a rasha. So you should judge him favorably. But if you see that the person is a Rasha, everyone knows he's a Rasha, so you're allowed to be dan him l'chov. Everyone knows who he is. Mishnah Zayin, Nitai Arbeli Omer, Harchek Mishachin Ra, stay away from a bad neighbor, because you're going to learn bad habits from him, and Oil Rasha, Oil Shcheino. Ve'al Tischab El Rasha, do not attach yourself to a Rasha. The Chazal tells anyone who's Medabik B'Rashayim, even though you don't do exactly what they do, you're going to get the same reward that they get. It's like going into the, we gave in previously the mashal of going into a perfume shop. This is the mashal of going into a tannery where everything smells awful. Even if you don't buy anything, you're going to come out smelling like a tannery. So don't go and connect yourself to a rasha. Valtis yayish min apranus, and don't give up because of the pranus. A person shouldn't say that this rasha is experiencing such success, I'm going to go be with him and connect myself to him because obviously he's experiencing a streak of good luck. So that's why it says, no, al tisyayish min apranus. Know that very quickly the pranus are going to come. So al tisyayish min apranus does not mean don't give up on life on account of the fact that you're experiencing pranas. It means just the opposite, that don't give up on pranas coming just because you see someone who deserves pranas having success. Eventually, those pranas will come. So you think you're going to attach yourself to a rasha, to a bad kind of person, and ultimately it's going to work out, and it's going to work out for you. You should realize ultimately it's going to be your undoing. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we said that Yoshua ben Prachah said that you should make yourself a rebbe, buy yourself a chaver, and judge everybody favorably. And in Mishnah Zayin we said that Nitai Arbeli taught that you should distance yourself from a bad neighbor, don't attach yourself to a rasha, and don't give up on piranhas eventually coming to those who deserve those piranhas. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches.